Hey, welcome to today's encouragement from your friends at Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today, titled Running to Jesus, was written by Arthur Jackson. On a trip to Paris, Ben and his friends found themselves at one of the renowned museums in the city. Though Ben wasn't a student of art, he was in awe as he looked upon the painting titled The Disciples Peter and John Running to the Sepulchre on the Morning of the Resurrection by Eugene Bernand. Without words, the looks on the faces of Peter and John and the position of their hands speak volumes, inviting onlookers to step into their shoes and share their adrenaline-charged emotions. Based on John 20, verses 1 through 10, the painting portrays the two running in the direction of the empty tomb of Jesus. The masterpiece captures the intensity of the two emotionally conflicted disciples. Though at that juncture, theirs wasn't a fully formed faith, they were running in the right direction, and eventually the resurrected Jesus revealed himself to them. Their search was not unlike that of Jesus seekers through the centuries. Although we may be removed from the experiences of an empty tomb or a brilliant piece of art, we can clearly see the good news. Scripture compels us to hope and seek and run in the direction of Jesus and His love, even with doubts, questions, and uncertainties. Tomorrow, as we celebrate Easter, may we remember God's faithfulness as recorded in Jeremiah 29, verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading comes from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for leading us into your loving arms each day. Thank you for seeking and saving the lost. And this Easter, Lord, would you save tens of thousands of people for your glory? And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.